I'm Cameron Stewart, and yeah, I grew up in Cape Town. Cape Town is home for me. We live in Musenberg, myself in Chamonix. And yeah, I work as a full-time financial planner and part-time videographer and photographer. And I've got a history in design, so a lot of creative behind me. Yeah, that's me. I really enjoy spending time in the ocean. I find a lot of rest and a lot of appreciation for what the Lord has done in the sea. And yeah, whether that be free diving or surfing, I love spending time in the ocean. The shift to financial planning happened fairly recently when I realized that it's actually a fantastic way to connect with people and to spend time with people and to make a big difference in people's lives. And yeah, spending time with people really energizes me and is something I love doing, especially on a deeper level. So, yeah, the things that form my leadership experience, I've always had quite an interest in leadership ever since high school. And yeah, I think I just sort of put my hand up whenever there was an opportunity to be involved with leadership and be involved in a space. I was part of a team or led a team during my video school, and then again when I studied design, I was part of the SRC every year just to sort of keep a finger on the pulse. And yeah, that was interesting because in a funny way you almost self-elect yourself into spaces like that. But I've always had a passion for it and found it very interesting. So that's probably my more formal side. I've been involved with life groups and leading life groups in smaller spaces too. But yeah, I think that's my leadership background. So yeah, the need for me that's being met with a smaller space or considering being in a smaller space and being part of a movement like this was when I was involved with a bigger church, a really cool church in Cape Town. I always said to people, "Oh, you come to this church, like, welcome, good to see you." And then the next question would be, "Which life group are you in?" Or like, "Where is your smaller community and how well plugged in are you?" Because I realized that if you're not in a small community or in a community that knows you well, then you're going to get lost. And for me, it was this interesting like paradigm of it was actually more important to be in a smaller community than it was to go to church on Sunday. Not that I wouldn't go on Sunday, because that was also a really cool part of being in a bigger church, was that corporate worship and the time to connect with each other. But it was the heart of it was the small group and the weekly meetings and connecting on a deeper level with a handful of people. So that was sort of like my understanding of what a healthy relationship with people and church looked like. And then, yeah, I think for me, the concept of being able to be a small knit group that's still connected to a bigger group around Cape Town and crossing the different spatial boundaries through like deep connection and deep knowing people well, that just sort of blew my mind. I was like, we got to do this. This will be amazing if this can work. So I think it's the intrigue of knowing the powerful or the ability of a smaller space to be known, as well as the ability for it to connect. Yeah, that really intrigued me.
What, Brad, did you say?
While you're thinking, sorry.
Did you say something?
Oh no, I was, yeah, I was saying, have you guys any comments, reflections on damaging? One thing that I found it quite your comment you made around like swimming and rest, because like you find finding rest in like swimming. For me, it's almost like the opposite. I'm just thinking like, yo, that's like hard work. But like you're like now when you're in the ocean and you're clapping and you're moving, that you actually find like rest in that, which is actually really cool. Other thoughts and reflections?
I loved what you said at the end, about being known and connecting. All that about the micro church space. I really resonate with that. It was really well said, well put together. knowing people well. Mm. Yeah, that's what we're about. It's all that community. Beautiful. Mm.
Yeah. I think I, in many ways, I appreciated what you spoke about leadership and some of a lot of the leadership spaces you were in being self-elected. And I think that's a good, it made me think, like, I think in these church spaces, you need to be willing to put your hand up. In many ways, it's also a bit of election. It's also like, yo, I'm here and I've got something to give to these people. And if you go back and wait for people to appoint or to choose you, there's something really cool about realizing that leadership is putting your hand up and self-electing and saying that I've got something to give, because something about that is it realizes a little bit. I mean, it can go in both ways, but I think if it's done, realizes that you've got something to give people and there's a serving element of it. And so if it comes from the right posture, then that posture of yes, I'm here and I want to serve and as a leader is a very cool thing.
Yeah, and I also thought like on that, I thought like when I heard you putting your hand up, I also thought like just knowing you for getting to know you a bit over the last, I don't even know how many years is now, 2 years, two and a half, three. Almost like putting your hand.
4G.
Four. Dude, I can't count. I forgot my birthday the other day. I forgot how old I was, sorry. True story. I also just putting up when I heard that about putting your hand up, dude, it's like your willingness to put your hand up to like wash the dishes and to sweep and to serve, dude. Like that picture of like, because often when I think about like putting your hand up, you could like to lead. If you're thinking like it's sort of in a worldly paradigm, one could think that's all about like just having like the best platform. But I think over what's encouraged me through your example of leadership is you're willing to put your hand up to take the task that doesn't have the platform and that's still leading, you know. So that's really cool.
Thanks, man.
I'm curious just on that Grant speaking about. I'm trying to, if I'm reflecting on my own upbringing as a teenager and being a lazy teenager, I'm trying to picture Cam as well. You know, was Cam this lazy teenager? Was he like from 5 years old, he was ready to do the dishes and is ready to serve? Like, was that something that was always in you, or was there some sort of shift in your life where that evolved into what it is now? Or was like Cameron, as a six-year-old, he was always kind of just ready to serve people.
Putting his hand up.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I don't know. I don't think there was necessarily a massive shift, but my folks could maybe be a more honest opinion on that. But I think kind of learning to enjoy serving came through my time with YWAM. It was really like we had something called work duties. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's literally like 2 or 3 hours a day where you clean the campus and you put you help keep the cost down by serving. And yeah, I think it was a culture that they built there. And I was like, that's when I would be on like wash up duty. And after that, the pile of dishes, when you're washing a whole campus's dishes, like a household's dishes is nothing. So yeah. I think from then on, I was just like, actually, I know how to sweep. I know how to do all these other things. And to do it out of that like position of like, this is serving the Lord too, you know, and to be able to enjoy it. Yeah.
But your brother also has an element of that in a different way. I think it's a lot of what their parents installed in them as
family
well.
Family culture.
So it's something that I think parents can install in kids just to inspire those parents among us. I genuinely admire your folks for the way they, like, the fact that they got it right with two of their kids. There's something that they did. The other day we were at a friend of Cam's baptism, and I was, like, ready to go because I was very tired. Granted, this is going to paint me in a very bad picture. And I was, like, but there was this whole setup on the beach, like, a lot of stuff. And I was, like, okay, can we go now? And Cam was like, okay, are you ready to go? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm pretty ready to go. And then I was like, I can't remember how the conversation came up. And he was like, it looks like they're almost done here. And I was like, yeah, oh, okay, but then let's go before we have to help back up. Because I was more like, it's going to take another hour. And Cam's like, no, but that's exactly why I want to stay. I want to help back up. I was like, oh, my goodness. I married a monster. A monster.
No.
I think you just said something that maybe a lot of us always think, but we're not brave enough to say out loud. Like, no, let's go now before.
Yeah.
Leave the room. Thanks for your honesty.
Thank you. Thanks, Brad, for saving me. This is being recorded. Sorry, continue.
Maybe another curiosity, like you mentioned about the experience with the bigger church that you were at, and this interaction between big church and small group type of things. Yeah, what are some of the elements that you miss from that church that you maybe not currently experiencing?
That's a good question. I think I really enjoy those conversations pre and post church, like those I think those butterfly conversations where you're meeting lots of people and you're connecting and having chats, and you don't know the people very well, but you know a lot of them, and you can enjoy like those elements about the people. You know, it's not necessarily the same depth, but that's okay. So I really enjoy that, like collective and like the mob, getting to know the crowd. You know, I enjoy that. That gives me energy. And then also just the corporate worship space, like that is very cool. I step back into a big group of people that are worshiping and singing. It's like, oh, this is great. I can't believe we can just have a week.
That's cool. That's
don't miss and listening to a sermon, like sometimes that is your, like I don't have a very long attention span and I can listen well, but being stuck, I can't.
You don't have a long time
without interaction. Especially for like an hour and a half, it's gone. The first 20 minutes there, and then you're ready for the landing when you pull it together, but other than that, count me out.
He didn't ask what you did.
Bit of value there.
That is my next question, so thanks for answering.
You also made like a really interesting comment there around, there was a phrase there around you lost without community. Like this idea, I think when you were speaking about the small, was that something that you discovered?
Yes.
In the church setting, or was that something that you discovered before?
That link from YWAM. So like you're on campus, surrounded by missionary minded people, you're on fire, and you come back to like a small space, and not a small space, like a normal church environment. And I was just like, where's your guys' passion? Where's your guys' excitement? And I joined a life group and I didn't really connect well with the people. And I was like, well, this whole thing is like, this is pretty average. And then I wasn't part of one for a while. And then I was invited to one that was amazing. And I really connected with the guys. And then I realized like, flip, like this can work. You know, this really can work. And then I was an evangelist from that group on. I was like, who are you with? And then I was like, do you enjoy it? And if they said no, then I'm like, find a new one. Like, find your people, keep going, keep searching.
Evangelist of the small.
Proper.
Cool, man. Any maybe a final comment or any thought,
like you said, that's the heart of it. That's the heart of the bigger church experience, those life groups. Totally resonate with that.
Go for it. That's literally, I mean, they had their tag phrase that big things happen in small spaces was always Common Ground's tag phrase. But I think the big churches realize that. It's just the congregation doesn't necessarily always get it. And I think that's where it just re-emphasized that we're not in competition or anything with big churches. We're often on very similar pages, just different ways of doing it.
Expressing it.
Different ways of expressing it. Because they also know spaces are where it's at. The elders and stuff, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one more. For me, I've often learnt a lot about leadership in and through a fun activity that I enjoy, like football or soccer. Is like I've picked up some of my biggest life lessons and leadership lessons in and through sports. For you with surfing and fishing and stuff, do you see any translation between what you've learnt in the water and church leadership and just, you know, ministry overall?
I think it's an interesting question because both of those sports aren't really group orientated. The one thing interesting you said now, when I reflect, I realize one dude in the water can change the whole surf experience. Like one bad apple can change the whole thing. And then the best way to deal with that is either don't let him upset you or you move. You just chip. You find another peak, you surf something else. So that there could be a lesson in that. And then the other thing, or maybe not.
Do you ever address him in the water?
Yeah, I once splashed water at a grumpy and I told the dude, just be more happy. So anyway, that might not be the best approach. But then the other thing with diving and spearfishing is a lot about keeping your mind like calm and being peaceful and really being an observer in a space rather than someone who's part of it. And it's funny because you're immersed in it, so you have to be part of it, but you also have to like distance yourself from it. So I think in conversation and in leading, it's often good to take that same mindset and be like, okay, do I need to be involved here, or should I be stepping back and should I be listening and trying to be aware of all the other factors that are involved in this moment? So I think that's a good lesson from the freediving world is, how much to bring in what you have and your own like efforts and exertion versus letting it happen and maintaining calm.
That's great. Thanks for sharing.
That's cool. Cool. Can we leave it there? Well, maybe let's spend some time just praying and thanking the Lord for Cam, and then also are we